When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Buckle up, Jill needs us. Hey guys, my world has literally been flipped upside down in a million ways.
Okay.
Just found out why my husband of 2 years and my mom never got along. Turns out, she was his principal in high school.
Okay.
Okay, no big deal. Until she admitted to me that they had an affair while he was at college. But wait, there's more.
Oh.
This was shortly before he met me at a Starbucks and dumped her without knowing I was her daughter. Oh, and my mom and dad are still married.
Oh.
So let's recap. A, found out my husband has been with my mom, and B, that she cheated on my dad and he has no idea.
What?
My head is swirling. I just don't know how to process all of it. Like, I look at them both differently now. We were talking about trying to have kids, but it just feels like the drama is at an all-time high. My poor dad is still in the dark. I don't have any idea how to forget all this and move forward. Any advice is greatly appreciated.
Man, I feel like mom shouldn't have done that.
Oh, mom made a big old mess.
No, okay, no. Sorry. Shouldn't have divulged that. Like, okay, oh. Yes.
But also shouldn't have done that.
Well, sure, but past is in the past. Well, hang on.
Hit the button.
Hang on.
Is that really?
I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
Oh, wow.
You know, Tony Melito comes in handy.
Oh, wow.
In just about any situation. No, I'm saying, yes, she had an affair. You're right. Shouldn't have done that.
Bad on many levels.
But to tell the... your daughter, who's now married to him, I don't know. That just opens up the can of worms that didn't need to be opened.
Yeah.
So I realize we're not helping right now.
It was just eating her up, like this. Maybe. These past couple of years.
Yeah,
she
maybe.
She just felt like I gotta be honest about it.
It almost feels like she's a little bit. She's not over the fact that he dumped her for.
Oh, I'm sure.
The daughter.
It sounds like there's a lot of that.
Okay.
There's a lot going on.
I don't know how we can get through this without dad not still staying in the dark. I mean, maybe he knows. I mean, maybe he knows and we just don't know that he knows.
I would doubt that he knows. Because Jill seems to think he doesn't know. I don't know. The whole thing, like,
that's not something that you're going to sit there and when you go over for family game night go, so...
Yeah, no, you're not.
Right. I'm just saying maybe Jill doesn't know that her mom and dad have already gone through this whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, a lot of that can be adult conversations that kids don't necessarily need to be aware of. But. Yeah, this I don't even know what I mean. We're talking in circles here. We don't even know what we're saying.
I feel like counseling, professional counseling to help her sift through all of that. And like, first of all, for her, and then I almost feel like, do we get husband and mom in on like a family session to just hash it out?
What do you mean, like a intervention?
Almost like a guided conversation by a professional. Okay. Because I don't know how else you move past it and stay together and as a family.
I mean, I was going to say, hey, if you've been in this situation, give us a call and see how.
I don't know if anyone's been in this situation.
You've worked this out.
Oh, wow.
But
it's just much.
Yeah, I mean, sure. When there's infidelity and there is relatives involved and things like that, I don't know.
I mean, she's looking at the other woman a lot. It's her mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, you know, okay, so technically, you know, her husband didn't cheat on her, but mom was cheated on while she was cheating on the dad.
Yeah, but at some point, once they find out, doesn't husband say, hey, this is awkward? But
I'm surprised that he didn't.
Right. I feel like that's almost something that you, it may be embarrassing, but like, when you find out, oh, hey.
Well,
so
he probably
this is...
thought if he told her, she'd automatically dump him.
Yeah.
Or be like, nope, can't do that. And so he figured if he wanted a shot with her, he has to keep quiet. And then you get too deep in and then you're past the time, the window of when you should have said something.
And then mom just ripped the Band-Aid off.
Exactly.
All right, 502.
2 years into their marriage.
795-1997 is our number. Any suggestions on how they can move forward with this would be appreciated because Kelly and I are clueless.
I'm dumbfounded by all of it.
All right. 502-795-1997, group therapy. Going to try to sort through this as quickly as possible, this group therapy. Jill just found out her mom was her husband's principal in high school, but that they also had an affair while he was at college. Dad doesn't know, apparently. He dumped her to date Jill without knowing she was her daughter. She didn't have any idea how to forget all this and move forward.
And her dad has no idea that his wife cheated on her with his daughter's husband.
Yeah, everybody is just kind of like their head is swirling. Yeah. Some are saying, like Jenny on Facebook, family counseling, start there. Have them help you decide if you can move forward and how. Do sessions with just yourself, then you and your husband, and then maybe even you and your mom.
Right. Jessica's like, what the what? I guess I'm wondering when the husband realized all this because she said he did not know that was her mom when he dumped her. This whole thing is a mess, but I would likely have some trust issues knowing he hadn't told me. Could the dad know his wife had an affair and not that it was with his now son-in-law?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would think he would then also have an issue with the husband.
Yeah.
There's so much to unpack here. I think she needs to start going to therapy herself. And then, depending on how things go, slowly add in the other players.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are saying that.
This requires professional attention.
And there are several that are like, I don't know if I could get through or have kids with a person like that. Josie texts in and says, horrible mom. Mom is the problem. And she let her daughter marry this guy. Divorce them both.
Yes. Yeah, I am stunned that her mom let her marry him without telling her what's going on. I mean, what happened.
Okay. Her husband wasn't guilty when it first happened. But I feel like by lack of... What do you call it when you're
lying by omission?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, after the
once he
first
found out
time,
who mom was, yeah.
Yeah. After he met her for the first time, he should have been like, okay, so this is, and maybe not right away.
No.
I get that that could be pretty heavy for you.
That could be I'm sure he probably thought it was a deal breaker.
But definitely before you guys get married, it's a, hey, I need to tell you something. And it's one of those conversations that's always tough, but sometimes you got to have those tough conversations in order to move forward.
Honestly, though, the moment that he met her mom and then realized, he should have immediately told his wife. I don't care how early it was into the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it should have come out. And he should have, and that it would have been, you roll the dice, take your chances on whether she can deal with that or not.
Yeah. I mean, in a perfect world, yes. But what I was trying to say is I could understand if he pauses it just a minute to let everything soak in.
Well, he paused it for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's too long.
That's way too long because here we are now and it's a hot mess.
Yeah, our listeners.
And do we tell dad? Or do we leave him in the dark?
No, I think that's disrespectful to him.
Of course it's disrespectful, but does he have a right to know?
Our listener Shaq texts in and says, this is like a Hallmark movie. I have nothing to offer, but need a follow-up on this in a few weeks.
Right. It's like, I've got the chips. I've got snacks. I'm ready to hear the rest. I'm digging in.
Yeah. I mean, okay. All right. So are we starting with counseling with just Jill and then maybe Jill and husband?
Yeah. When do we bring mom into it, though? Really, mom is the root of all the evil in this story.
Yeah. Well, I think we pause having kids right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just pause the idea. Yeah. Pause the idea of that. Let's work through this first.
This is too much going on.
We
start with professional counseling first for Jill. And then maybe the professional, the counselor can help lead her. All right. What's the next step?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In trying to get past this, can you get past it?
Oh, man.
Navigating the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't envy you at all. So,
no.
Jill, appreciate you just coming to us and being very forthcoming with your dirty little secrets that you got.
Oh, absolutely. By the way, Jill, I get you can't go to anybody else in your family.
Jill isn't her real name, FYI.
No, of course not.
We changed that. So don't go looking at Jill's and going,
I'm going to start getting on Facebook just to see if I can start to figure out which Jill this is. Maybe it's in my friend list.
All right. Well, we're definitely going to follow up with you in a couple weeks and see how it's all going, okay?
Oh, goodness. Our hearts go out to you because that is a lot to get dumped on you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Hang in there. Thank you for coming to us. That is Group Therapy.